Hi, this is Jerry Dugan, and I have with me my daughter, Emma.
Hello.
Welcome to our father-daughter Q&A session, where Emma is going to ask me one question. I have no idea what the question is, but she's going to ask it, and I'm going to give my unedited response. Then after that, we're going to flip it. I'm going to ask her a question. She has no idea what the question is going to be, and she is going to give me her unedited response. And the idea is that we're going to do this in our family, on my blog, once a week, every week. So, let us begin. Emma, your question.
Okay, so, a lot of people don't know this out there, but my dad has just written a book, and he is now selling it on places. What is it? eBay? Amazon?
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. Can you tell us a little bit about your book and where to buy it? Or just tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay, so that's your question, your one question. Out of all the questions you could have asked me, that's your one question.
Yeah.
Whew, I got off the hook. Okay, I was a little worried here.
What did you think I was going to ask you?
I'm not telling you, but I was a little concerned. But now I'm not, because you asked me an easy one. I love you. We should go to Cancun Mexican restaurant after this.
Yes. No, okay. That gives away. Never mind.
Okay, so anyway, Emma asked me about a book I recently wrote. It is an ebook only called Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight. It chronicles my experience losing 56 pounds over 12 months using... Thank you. That's why you're the best daughter in the world.
Yeah.
It's good. So it's about how I lost 56 pounds in the last 12 months from January 2013 to December 2013. I used four apps on my smartphone. I have an Android. I started off with a Motorola Photon 4G, and I wound up at the end of the year with a Samsung Galaxy S4, but the phone was irrelevant compared to the four apps that I used. So my book, Use Your Smartphone to Lose Weight, talks about the four apps that I used, how I used them, the strategies that I employed, and some of the tips that I learned along the way. It, again, is only available on Amazon.com as a Kindle ebook. It is on sale right now at $2.99 at its regular price. By the time you've heard this, you've missed the introduction price. Anything else you want me to say about my book? Kind of nailed it. Do you think I put people to sleep already? No? You gotta talk, because they can't see you nodding your head.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Tell us if you're asleep, if you can. I don't know.
They'd have to comment on the blog when they wake up. Sorry, guys. I fell asleep while listening to your podcast.
They did not fall asleep. That was like 2 seconds long.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I go into mellow voice mode. Okay. So is it my turn now to ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm kind of scared.
Okay. Now, read it? It's a bit of a serious question. Okay. It's 2014. I'm all about becoming a better person than I was the year before. Okay. So my question to you is, what could I do as your dad to be a better daddy in 2014? Because, and I'll give a little preface to why I'm asking that question. Because it turns out, you know, daddy's kind of lost his cool a couple of times in the last few weeks.
Especially on Xbox.
Yeah, that's why I'm not playing it as much now.
But except for whenever we got home today.
My kids have called me out on the hypocrite radar a couple of times in the last month or two. Just flat out pointed out a specific action that I had done.
And called him a hypocrite.
And referred to me as a hypocrite. And sadly, they were correct. And I can't say that it was one thing, because it was two completely different incidences. So with that said, I'd like to ask you, my daughter, Emma, what could I do in 2014 to be a better father in 2014?
You know those swear words that you say on Xbox? Yeah, I just called you out on that.
I'm sorry, your signal's breaking up here. I oh, boy. Woo! Okay, so, yes, about those.
I'm just going to say this. Stop it!
Okay.
You know, your son one time said that it actually scared him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He said it actually scared him.
That's my boy. So hopefully when he's up here next week, when we do the father-son Q&A session, hopefully that isn't something he says. But so that's the thing. So it may help, actually, that I made a resolution that when I want to play Xbox with Jacob, to actually sit back and instead of playing multiplayer, which is usually what gets me frustrated, is playing multiplayer, because those kids are good. They're really good, and I'm very uber competitive. I've got to win, even when it's a game when I really suck. And so I think in 2014, I'm just going to call it for what it is, and I just wasn't meant to play Xbox Live with a bunch of kids who have lots of great hand-eye coordination. It's probably the best thing for me to do, huh?
And, yeah, if you start getting mad, play some Minecraft, maybe, because on creative mode.
Oh, yeah. That gets boring, though, because nothing attacks you on creative mode.
No one plays survival mode, and you all have the zombies whenever they come.
Yeah, but the zombies are easy to beat. It's when multiplayers come and they get creative. I just can't take out a 12-year-old kid on Xbox. They're just too good. Too three-dimensional thinking, and they get me. Well, that was my question, and I believe you answered it. Is there anything else you want to add before we do our closing bit?
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about ourselves, since this is our first time? Just like a tiny, tiny, tiny bit.
Okay. You want to go first? Ladies first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So, one thing that almost everybody who knows me knows about me, I love ballet.
What? I didn't know you liked ballet or loved ballet.
I don't like or love ballet. I love ballet.
I know, I was just kidding because I was being sarcastic. Hopefully the sarcasm came through.
Yeah, it did.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What else? You love ballet? Oh, you love, like, a lot of times ballet.
I'm 10 years old, and I'm about to be 11 on April 30th, woohoo, 2014. And...
Were you fishing for presents there?
Where?
Were you asking our listeners to send you presents? Is that what you were doing?
Fishing? No!
Okay.
They don't even know where we live.
That's a good point. Don't tell them.
We live on da-da-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, man, now they know. Gosh. Okay, what else would you like to say about yourself?
I love a restaurant that we have here wherever we live called Cancun. And sadly enough, my mom won't let us go there tonight. So I'm kind of bummed out.
Only because we go there about once a week, every week for the last 2 or 3 years, and half of our family is tired of the restaurant. The half that's talking to you right now loves that place.
Loved it.
In fact, whenever somebody asks to meet with me for a lunch meeting, that's the restaurant I ask for, even though it's on the other side of town. It's close to our house. Love it. Okay, so a little bit about myself. I'm originally from California. I grew up as an Army brat. I'm a Seaside High School Spartan, University of the Pacific Tiger, and Texas A&M University Corpus Christi Islander. I work for a battered women's shelter as a community educator. I also have a blog, which is probably where you found this podcast.
But we don't know yet, because we've never used this app before.
Yes, we're about to find out, because this is the first time ever we've recorded a podcast, and we're using an app called Autophonic. Don't know. We just downloaded this app about 30 seconds before we started recording. So
9 minutes and 50 seconds ago.
Talk about a leap of faith. We just did a whole podcast and we don't even know if it's going to work.
Yep.
So that's kind of, I guess, my theme for 2014 is to just jump out and go do it and keep building. I am a blogger. I am a TEDx Corpus Christi speaker. At least I was once in 2013. And... I am now officially an author, although self-published, and my whole blog is about sharing my experiences in developing myself, improving myself in the areas of fitness, faith, finances, family, and furthering my professional and personal development in any way I can. And so in doing that, I hope this inspires you to improve your own lives, to reach the dreams that you have for yourselves. You seem to have something you want to add there, Emma.
Yeah, I have to add something? Okay. I love Rainbow Loom.
Oh, yes. You kind of have a side business there, don't you?
Yeah, I've raised about $60 doing Rainbow Loom. Oh, Schnapple.
At 10 years old, this girl is a better entrepreneur than I am. I'm kind of ashamed, but proud at the same time.
No. Oh, wait. Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, yeah, you're not an entrepreneur. Or oh, you no. are about to be. Or yeah. you are one.
Kind of hope to be one.
Yeah.
I'm not, like...
I saw it, like...
Good at it, but...
Yeah.
Yet. Not as good as you.
There's so many things that I want to say right now that I can't because it goes away where we live.
Oh.
So...
Okay. Some people probably know where we live. Oh, with that said, this is going to be a recurring podcast. Next week, I'll have Jacob, my son, with me. We'll have a father-son Q&A session. And Olivia and I, we are talking about doing a husband-wife Q&A along the same format, where one person asks the other an unscripted, unknown question. The other person gives an unscripted answer. And we just post the whole thing unedited to the web. So if you liked what we did, or if you didn't like what we did just now, be sure to comment on my blog at therealjerrydugan.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jerry Dugan. That's JerryDugan.
And follow me on Instagram at EmmyDance2003, which is EmmyDance2003. And make sure to follow me on Twitter, which is r_loom_updates.
Boom. And that concludes this week's father-daughter Q&A session. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.